work.
Hazal darshu al pasuk.
Our sages said about the verse, there shall not be a strange God within you, nor will you bow before a strange God. What is the strange God in man's body? It is the evil inclination. This means that an idol worshipper is called the evil inclination. It follows that when speaking of a single body, then idol worshipping, which is called a foreign god or a strange god, is entirely within man. Accordingly, we should discern the idol worshipping in the person himself, which is the evil inclination, and the discernment of Israel, which is the good inclination. However, we should understand why this inclination, which tempts one to delight himself and to enjoy life, is called evil. After all, it tells a person, if you listen to me, you will enjoy life. Thus, why is it called evil inclination or a strange God? Also, what is the connection between idolatry and the evil inclination? And why is it called godliness and praised and bowed to as one serves idolatry? It is known that there are two kings in the world. One, the king of all kings.
Two,
an old and foolish king, meaning the evil inclination. It is also called two authorities. One, the authority of the Creator. Two, the authority of man. Our sages said that when a person is born, he is born immediately with the evil inclination. As it is written, sin crouches at the door. In the Zohar, it means that as soon as one comes out of the womb, the evil inclination comes to him. In the work, we should interpret that immediately, from the day one is born, he works and serves the evil inclination within him, with his heart and soul. However, it is known that the evil inclination is only the will to receive within us, as explained in the introduction of the Book of Zohar. And as soon as one is born, his only purpose is to serve the will to receive. This means that all his senses focus on how to serve the old and foolish king. Also, one bows before him, and bowing means that he subjugates his reason and mind before him. This means that sometimes he hears that one should serve the King of all kings. And at times, the mind and heart resolve that the reason we are born with is not to serve the will to receive. And yet, he subjugates that view and says, although my reason shows me that it is not worthwhile to toil and serve the will to receive my whole life, but that it is worthwhile to serve the Creator, I go above reason. In other words, The body tells me, drop everything you have received from books and from authors, that you must serve the Creator. Rather, as then, so now. Do not defy the will to receive, but serve it with your heart and soul. It follows that one bows before the will to receive because subjugating the reason is called bowing. And this is considered that a person is serving a strange God who is a stranger to Kedusha. He is also called a foreign God, for he is a foreigner to Kedusha. At that time, the person who serves him is called a foreigner, or an idol worshipper. And this is the strange God in a man's body. In other words, the strange God is not something on the outside, that he is serving something outside his body. There is a thought that this is actually considered that he is committing idolatry. Rather, by serving and working for his body, which is called the will to receive, inside man's body, it is regarded as committing idolatry. And that person is called a foreigner or an idol. Kedusha. It therefore follows that one who serves and works for the will to receive creates an object, meaning that it is his God. He wishes to serve only it with his heart and soul, and in everything he does, even an act of bestowal, he does not even consider the act of bestowal, except according to the benefit that his will to receive will derive from it. He does not divert his focus from it, but clings to his faith that this is all that must be served. Even though his mind resolves that it is not worthwhile to serve it, he still does not have the power to betray his God, whom he has been serving since the day he was born. This is why it is called faith, since he is serving his will to receive above reason. And there is no reason in the world that can detach and separate him from the adhesion that he is attached to it from the day he was born. This is called a Gentile or a foreigner. Israel means the opposite of a strange God, meaning Yashar El, straight to God. This means that his sole intention is for everything to be straight to the Creator. In other words, his only thought and desire is to come directly to Dvekut with the Creator. And he does not want to listen to the voice of the will to receive. He says that the name that was given to the will to receive, evil inclination, suits it, because it only inflicts harm upon him. In other words, the more he tries to satisfy its wish, so it will not obstruct him in his work to be a servant of the Creator, it is to the contrary. That is, he constantly makes sure that he gives it what it demands of him. And he gives to it because he thinks that by doing so, it'll stop disturbing him. But then, we see the exact opposite. This receiver actually grows stronger by his satisfying its needs, meaning it becomes even more evil. And now he sees how right our sages were when they said, do not do good to a bad one. Meaning, do not do good to a bad person. It is the same for us, who learn everything in one person. The meaning will be that it is forbidden to do good to the will to receive, which is the evil inclination. Since out of any good that a person does to it, it later has more strength to harm him. And this is called returning a favor with evil. They are like two drops in a pond. That is, to the extent that he serves it, just so is its power to harm him. Thus, who is the obstructor to receiving the above-mentioned delight and pleasure? It is only the will to receive. It obstructs and does not let us out of its authority, called reception in order to receive. It is on this discernment that the Tzimtzum took place, to correct the vessels of reception so they will be in order to bestow, at which time he will be similar to the giver. And there is equivalence of form here called dvekut, adhesion. At that time, through dvekut with the Creator, a person is considered alive, since he is attached to the life of lives. And through the receiver in him, he is separated from the life of lives. This is why our sages said, the wicked in their lives are called dead. Thus, it is clear who is obstructing us from being given life. It is only the receiver in us. And we should determine that through the above-mentioned calculation, it turns out that it is the cause of all the troubles and afflictions we suffer. Clearly, the moniker evil inclination suits it, since it causes all our troubles. Let us imagine a sick person who wants to live. There is only one cure that can save his life, by which he will be rewarded with life. Otherwise, he will have to die. And there is one person who is stopping him from having this medicine. Clearly, this person is called an evil man. It is the same for us. When one learns that only through the desire to bestow it is possible to be rewarded with spiritual life, that there is where the real delight and pleasure are found, and that this will to receive detains us from receiving, how will we look at it? Of course we should see it as the angel of death. Meaning, it is causing us not to be granted life. When a person comes to realize this, that our receiver is the evil in us and wishes to be Israel, meaning he does not want to commit idolatry, which is the evil inclination in man's body, and wishes to repent for having committed idolatry all that time. And wishes to be a servant of the Creator. In that state, when he wishes to exit the domination of the evil inclination, what should he do? To that there is the answer that our sages said. So says the Creator to Israel. My sons, I have created the evil inclination, and I have created for it the spice of Torah. If you engage in Torah, you will not be given into its hand. As it is written, if you do well, and if you do not engage in Torah, you will be given into its hand. As it is written, sin crouches at the door. In other words, only engagement in Torah has the power to come out of the domination of the evil inclination and enter Kedusha. It therefore follows that one who engages in Torah when speaking of the work, the purpose of the study must be clear to a person, meaning the reason that causes him to engage in Torah. This is so because there are two opposites in the Torah. As our sages said, Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi said, why is it written, and this is the law that Moses put? If he is rewarded, it becomes a potion of life to him. If he is not rewarded, it becomes a potion of death to him. For this reason, when a person engages in Torah, he should see that the Torah does not bring him into death. However, it is difficult to understand how there can be such a distance between being rewarded and not being rewarded, to the point that they say that if he is not rewarded by engagement in Torah, it becomes a potion of death to him. Would it not be enough that he were not rewarded? Why is he even worse than one who did not engage in Torah at all? That is, one who did not engage in Torah does not have the potion of death. And one who engaged in Torah obtained death in return for his work. Can such a thing be? This question is presented in the introduction to the study of the Ten Sfirot. However, their words require explanation to understand how and through what does the Holy Torah become a potion of death for him. Not only are his work and exertion in vain, and he receives no benefit from his labor and strain, but the Torah and the work themselves become a potion of death for him. This is indeed perplexing. In the introduction to the study of the Ten Sfirot, since the Creator hides himself in the Torah, since the matter of the torments and pains that one experiences during the concealment of the face are not similar between one who possesses few sins and has done little Torah and mitzvot, and one who has engaged in Torah and good deeds extensively, the first is quite qualified to judge his Maker favorably.
Dehainu lahshov,
to think that the suffering came to him because of his sins and scarceness of Torah. For the other, however, it is much harder to judge his maker favorably. It is similar with us. When he places the goal before his eyes, meaning that the upper one wishes to delight his creatures, but to avoid the shame, we must have vessels of bestowal. And since we are born with the will to receive, which is considered a strange God, whom we serve even above reason, and it enslaves us, and we cannot come out of its power. We believe in our sages who said, the Creator said, I have created the evil inclination, I have created the spice of Torah. This is the reason that makes one engage in Torah. And then the Torah brings him life. In other words, through the Torah, he comes out of the domination of the evil inclination and becomes a servant of the Creator. Meaning that his intention is only to bring contentment to his Maker. And he will be rewarded with Dvekut, with the Creator, meaning that at that time he will adhere to the life of lives. Indeed, only in that state, when a person studies with this goal, is the Torah regarded for him as a potion of life. Since through the Torah he will be rewarded with life. And yet, if he does not engage in Torah for this purpose, through the Torah that he is studying, the will to receive will grow stronger and acquire more strength to keep him under its
control.
Those who work for the receiver wish for the Creator to serve them. All that their receiver needs, the Creator should satisfy. Follows that they are working opposite from those who want to be rewarded with life by their engagement in Torah. Therefore, we can understand what we asked about why Rabbi Ami says, Torah is not to be given to idolaters. If this is in the work, meaning in the person himself, and he is in a state of idolater, the reason that it is forbidden to learn is that it is pointless. This is so because in the work we learn that we should study Torah in order to come out of the domination of the evil inclination. But if he does not want to break free from the enslavement of the evil inclination, why does he need the Torah? It follows that if he were to be given Torah, it would be pointless. It is a waste of effort for the one who will teach him.
However, Rabbi Yochanan adds to Rabbi Ami and says, not only is it pointless, but if an idol worshipper engages in Torah, it will harm him. He is risking his soul because for idol worshippers, meaning those who study Torah without the goal of exiting the domination of the evil inclination, but wish to stay under it and serve it willingly. This is called idolatry. It is written about it, a strange god in man's body. Thus, he's taking for himself the potion of death. This is why Rabbi Yochanan said, an idol worshipper who engages in Torah must die. It means that he is risking his soul, because the Torah will be a potion of death for him. Idolaters. We should interpret what Rabbi Meir says, an idol worshipper who engages in Torah, as referring to what we explained above. Rabbi Meir's intention is that a person has come to realize that he is an idol worshipper, that he sees that from the day he was born until now, he has been serving idols, a foreign god, meaning the evil inclination which is inside a man's body. He sees how he is enslaved and is under its control and has no strength to defy its word. And although he often understands with his mind and reason that it's not worthwhile to serve it, but to the contrary, the evil inclination should serve the Kedusha, he still subdues his reason and serves it as if he realized that it was worthwhile to serve it. When a person comes to realize it, when he sees that there is no power in the world that can help him, and he sees that he is lost and will be cut off from life forever, to deliver himself from death, being the wicked in their lives, they're called dead. In that state, he comes to believe the words of our sages. They said, this is what the Creator said to Israel. My sons, I have created the evil inclination, and I have created for it the spice of Torah. If you engage in Torah, you will not be given to into its hand. It is about this kind of idol worshipper that Rabbi Meir said that he was like the high priest. And he brings as evidence that it is written, if a man does them, he shall live by them. He interprets that if one engages in Torah in order to live by them, if the reason for his engagement in Torah is that he wishes to be rewarded with life and not to be wicked, an idolater, which is a foreign god in man's body, but his sole aim is to be rewarded with life. This verse, if a man does them, he shall live by them, is about him. This is because if he engages in Torah, he will be as the high priest, and not just a priest, but he will be a priest, meaning obtain the quality of chesed, which is called a priest, meaning he will be rewarded with vessels of bestowal, and he will also be rewarded with gadlut. This is why he says that he is like the high priest. Accordingly, we should ask why Rabbi Meir says even an idolater. As we explained, it is to the contrary. Such an idol worshipper is worthy of being as the high priest. We can explain and say that the word even means that even if a person comes to such lowliness that he sees that he is truly an idolater, that he sees that thus far he gained nothing in his life, but only served his evil inclination. In other words, all his thoughts and desires have been only in favor of the receiver. He hasn't even touched the path of truth, meaning had the ability to believe in the Creator above reason. But only according to what the reason of the receiver allowed him to see, that specifically by working for it, it will give it energy to engage in Torah and Mitzvot. To such a person, Rabbi Meir comes and says, do not regret this lowliness. Instead, you should believe that even when you have come to such a low, the Creator can still help you out from the exile of being under its control all this time. So the reason is, to the contrary, the meaning of what he says is, even if the world agrees. However, in truth, only now is there a need for the Torah. Only now you have the real kelim, a real need for the Creator to help you. Since you have come to the point of truth, as our sages said, man's inclination overcomes him every day. Were it not for the Creator, he would not prevail over it. Now he sees the truth, that he really needs the help. First, we will explain what the Zohar interprets about the discernment of Jacob. It says, 1, vak, 2, females, 3, din, 4, a revealed degree, the lower degree, the literal.
Hine, seder avoda, שאדם צריך להתחיל בכדי להגיע למטרה הוא לדעת באיזה מצב הוא נמצא בעבודת השם.
The order of the work that a person should begin in order to achieve the goal is to know his state in the work of the Creator and what is the goal that he must reach. In other words, what is the wholeness that a person must achieve?
מצב האלף של האדם הוא
The first state is for a person to know that he is an idol worshipper, called idolater. This is the evil inclination that exists in man's body. It is called a strange god or a foreign god. This is to clarify his state, where he truly is, that he is truly in a state of idol worshipping. However, one should make great efforts to see the truth, because it is impossible to reach the truth unless through Torah and work. As our sages said, from Lo Lishma, one comes to Lishma. In a state of lo lishma, when a person exerts in Torah and work, it is human nature to look at people in his surroundings, and he sees that there are no other people like him dedicating so many hours to the work of the Creator. In that state, he feels superior to others, which causes him to forget the goal, meaning that the main thing is to achieve lishma. This is because people on the outside caused him to feel wholeness, and that wholeness is why he cannot feel that he is devoid of the main goal, reaching lishma.
ובפרט אם מכבדים אותו מסיבה שהוא עובד השם. בוודאי.
It is especially so if he is respected for being a servant of the Creator. Indeed, all the people who honor him instill their views so that he will believe what they think about him, that he is a highly virtuous man without any faults. Thus, how is it possible that a person will say about himself that he is in a state of idol worshipping, that he is still uncircumcised? It follows that his dvekut to the masses, meaning their dvekut to his Torah and work, brought him wholeness. In the work, this is called a grip to the external ones. And what is he losing by their having a grip? The answer is that the grip is the reason why he cannot see his real state, that he is still in a state of idol worshipping and should seek advice to exit the domination of the evil. The second state of a person is when he circumcises himself. Circumcision means that he cuts off the foreskin. The foreskin is the three impure klipot called stormy wind, great cloud, and blazing fire. And the will to receive comes from there. However, it is not within man's power to cut off this foreskin. Baal HaSulam said about this that the Creator should help in order for a person to be able to cut off the foreskin. It is written about it and made a covenant with him. The meaning of with him is that the Creator helped him. However, the person must begin. Yet if we say that he cannot circumcise himself by himself, then why should a person start? If we say that he cannot finish, it seems as though his work is in vain. However, it is known that there is no light without a kli. And a kli is called a deficiency. Since where there is no deficiency, there is no filling. Thus, a person having to start refers to the deficiency. It does not mean that a person should start with the filling. Rather, when we say start, it is about giving the need and the lack. Afterward, the Creator comes and gives the filling for the lack. This is called and made a covenant with him. that the Creator helps him. This is also regarded as the right line, which is the meaning of the Father gives the white, as explained in the study of the Ten Sefirot. This means that when the upper light shines, meaning light of Chokhmah called Abba, it is possible to see the truth that the foreskin, the will to receive, is a bad thing.
And
only then one comes to the recognition that one realizes that he should throw away the self-love. This is the help that a person receives from the Creator. He comes to the recognition of evil. In other words, before a person comes to the resolution that it is not worthwhile to use the receiver, one cannot use the vessels of bestowal, since one contradicts the other. For this reason, a person must circumcise himself. And then he can take upon himself the desire to bestow. It follows that removing the foreskin called circumcision comes by help from above. In other words, it is precisely when the upper light shines that one sees his baseness, that he cannot receive anything because of the disparity of form. In the worlds, this is called Father gives the white. And after he comes to the recognition of evil, comes a second correction. He begins to work in order to bestow. But this too requires help from above. This is called His Mother Gives the Red. In the study of Ten Sefirot, he interprets that this relates to the desire to bestow. It follows that both the power to annul the will to receive and the power that can perform acts of bestowal are given by the Upper One. In other words, the help comes from above. This brings up the question, what does the lower one give? Since it is said that the lower one must start, with what does he start? So that afterwards, the Creator will give him the necessary assistance. As it was said, all that the lower one can give to the Creator is the lack. For the Creator to have the place to fill. In other words, one who wishes to be a servant of the Creator and not an idol worshipper must come to feel his lowliness. To the extent that he feels this, a pain gradually forms within him for being so immersed in self-love, actually like a beast, and that he has no connection with the discernment of a human. Yet sometimes a person comes to a state where he can see his lowliness and not care that he is immersed in self-love. And he does not really feel that he is in such lowliness to the point of needing the Creator to deliver him from it. In that state, the person should tell himself, I am not inspired, that I am like a beast, doing only beastly things. And my only concern in that state is that I ask of the Creator to let me feel more delight in corporeal pleasures and I feel no desires otherwise. In that state, a person should tell himself that now he's in a state of unconsciousness. And if he cannot pray to the Creator to help him, there is only one solution: to bond with people whom he believes do feel the flaw, that they are in lowliness, and who ask the Creator to deliver them from trouble to relief and from darkness to light. Although they have not been delivered yet by the Creator bringing them closer. Afterward, he should say, of course, they still have not completed their plea of deficiency called the need to be delivered from this exile. However, they have probably traversed the majority of the way to feeling the real need. Thus, through them, he can receive their sensation too, meaning that he will feel pain at being in lowliness too. However, it is impossible to receive the influence of the society if he's not attached to the society, meaning if he does not appreciate them. To the extent that he does, he can receive from them the influence without any work, simply. This means that males are called Rachamim and not Din, as written in the Zohar, thus shall you say to the house of Jacob. Meaning saying is from the side of Din, and tell the children of Israel means that telling is from the side of Rachamim. Rashi interprets the verse, thus shall you say to the house of Jacob, the name Mechita, an interpretation on the book of Exodus, are the women. Tell them with a soft speech and tell the children of Israel, the males, the words are as hard as tendons. We should interpret the words to the women with soft speech. It was mentioned above that females are those who do not have much strength to overcome, but only over the fine kelim. This is called soft, meaning it is soft and not so difficult to overcome the vessels of bestowal. But the vessels of reception are very hard to overcome. Hence, the males, those who are in a state of males, who have the power to overcome, were given work in things that are as hard as tendons, referring to the vessels of reception. But why does the Zohar write that males are rachamim? Rather, it says, as hard as tendons. And hard means din, not rachamim. Hence, on the one hand, it says that males means as hard as tendons, and on the other hand, it says that they are rachamim. We should interpret that males have the power to overcome the vessels of reception too, which are hard to overcome. And when overcoming the vessels of reception called midat hadin, quality of judgment, that is on them, there is rachamim on that place, and not din. But with females who have no power to overcome the vessels of reception, there is midat hadin on them, and they are forbidden to use.
Dalet, dargas tuma ve'elyona shehi.
4. A high and hidden degree considered the secrets of the Torah. Hidden means that even if a person has already circumcised himself and has been rewarded with the literal, meaning being a simple Jew, that is, he has come to a state where he's not committing idolatry, but serves the Creator, the light of Chokhmah, revealed over the vessels of reception, is still hidden from him.
על כלים דקבלה. מה שאין כן. מי שזכה לבחינה.
But one who has been rewarded with the highest discernment, who is a male and has the power to overcome the vessels of reception too, the light of Chokhmah, called Secrets of the Torah, appears on those kelim.
ומשום זה אומר הזוהר הקדוש, ותגד לבני ישראל, שפירושו להראות חוכמה ולדבר ברוח החוכמה.
The Zohar, this is why the Zohar says, tell the children of Israel, meaning to show chokhmah and to speak in the spirit of chokhmah. Since telling implies chokhmah, as it is written, and he shall tell them his covenant. It follows that saying that it is forbidden to teach Torah to idol worshippers should be interpreted in the work as it is impossible to teach idol worshippers Torah. As Baal Sulam said, when speaking in matters of the work, where it writes, forbidden, it means cannot. But after he is circumcised, there are 2 degrees, upper and lower, meaning literal and hidden.
So we are studying select excerpts from the sources on the topic of rising above reason in preparation for the World Kabbalah Convention, Rising Above Reason. The first excerpt comes from Rabash. He must believe above reason and imagine that he has already been rewarded with faith in the Creator that is felt in his organs. And he sees and feels that the Creator leads the entire world as the good who does good. Although when he looks within reason, he sees the opposite. He should still work above reason. And it should appear to him as though he can already feel in his organs that so it really is. That the Creator leads the world as the good who does good. Here, he acquires the importance of the goal. And from here, he derives life, meaning joy at being near to the Creator. Then a person can say that the Creator is good and does good.
Well, let's keep going.
Second excerpt. Baal HaSulam says, one must annul one's authority before the authority of the Creator and say that one does not want to live for oneself, and the only reason that he wants to exist is in order to bring contentment to the Creator. Thus, By this, one annuls his own authority completely. And then he is in the singular authority, the authority of the Creator. Only then can he see the truth, how the Creator leads the world by the quality of good and doing good. But as long as he is in multitude, as long as he is in multiple authorities, meaning when he is still in two desires, both mind and heart, he is unable to see the truth. Instead, he must go above reason and say they have eyes, but they do not see the truth.
Who can help us understand what's going on here? Why, when he performs a certain action, that he's recommended to go above reason, and maybe to relate to the Creator differently and the friends in the world? Why does it matter? Why suddenly can he see everything in the opposite way? That suddenly he can see the true world, and before he couldn't. Well, please.
Ken.
What
happens is that a person changes his goal in life. Instead of filling himself, he wants to adhere to the Creator. And then when he nullifies himself, like he says in the article, in the paragraph we read, he manages to adhere to the Creator. Then he says that the Creator is good, that does good.
Yeah, that's right. Even if he's not successful. Yep. What, Dudi?
Can I ask?
On what we read?
About this topic of above reason.
Ask.
In what way does the 10 help a person rise above reason? What is its power of taking a person to above reason?
Well, that should be a question to you, not to me. In what can the 10 help a person acquire a degree above reason? To strengthen on that degree.
No.
Well, who can answer?
Ken.
Also yesterday in the article that we read, he made like this window where he said if a person is completely disconnected, only the importance of the society will help him rise above.
Yeah.
And here the matter of above reason requires importance because the Creator is concealed.
Between spirituality and corporeality, there's something in the middle that can connect a person to corporeality, or it could be connected to spirituality, and that's society. So when we connect to society and we're willing to use it, sorry for saying this, but to use it, so we can rise from this world to the next world. All in all, by holding on to society in all kinds of ways, which are corporeal and spiritual. and then we have a selection of means to use what we can do. And that's why specifically through society we can rise.
I want to continue also. In what way is the force of the 10 operating a person and pushing him to rise above reason, and the force of the complete society, like the world clear, let's say in a convention when you gather, that can give one?
There is no difference. There's a difference in intensity, that the whole world clear is connected. So there's a greater intensity of a 10.
What can a person merit in a convention in order to rise above reason? And to differentiate it from the regular work that he does in the 10, what can he get out of there?
First of all, he connects to a vessel much more powerful. And now it depends on him. As much as he can activate himself and the vessel to connect between them, and in this way, rise. Either you sit on in a deshvo, you remember that car?
Citroen.
Yeah, an old Citroen. Citroen 4, what was it called? Yeah.
But
it was a good car.
Mercedes.
Or a Mercedes.
A moderni.
A modern kind. So it's a difference.
But
for a Kabbalist, it doesn't really, it's not so important, that difference. The main thing for him is just to be in it, to use the means.
What here depends on a person?
Everything depends on the person. Either he annuls himself towards the means or not. And then, it depends what the means are.
Now we can also be in that same car, yes, like you just said right now, this modern car. Meaning now too you can absorb forces from the world. It doesn't have to be in the convention. In what way is this moment different, where the whole world is together, and the stature of a convention? What's different here?
In the convention, the vessel is a lot more powerful. You can connect your carriage
Citroën,
instead of the Citroën, to the Mercedes, or even more.
Why can't I do this now? What am I missing now in order to connect?
It depends what you're annulling yourself towards.
My question is about the time of this state. And what is this state different than that I can absorb now more than I can from a regular state?
The fact that people gather in one place and participate together, and they want to be truly connected through corporeality to spirituality, that's an intensity.
In a week and a half, we're going to be together, the whole world clean, in a convention. What can we, the whole world clean, Nebuch, take out of this? What leap can we do spiritually?
That we take all the thoughts, all the desires, all the goals of our friends
הפנימיות שלהם ש...
along with their internality that
נמצאת שם
is there
ומעלים את זה לאותה המטרה
raise it to that goal
מדברים יחד
and they connect together
ככלי אחד
as one vessel
אנחנו יכולים ליהנות כולנו
and we can all enjoy
מהחאפ הזה,
that החאפ,
מהכלי הזה,
that vessel,
שהוא נמצא that עד כמה שאנחנו נעלה אליו,
as much as we raise our vessels to it and want to connect by this, we're actually working on the Galgal Ta'anayim.
חיבור של הכלים האלה
on connecting those vessels and then we raise them higher
וכך זה משיגים
and that's how we can attain the light
מה זה להשיג דרגה של אמונה למעלה מהדעת
what is to attain the degree of faith above reason
אני לא יודע איך להסביר לך.
I don't know how to explain it. To attain...
להשיג... להשיג ביטחון.
To attain confidence. That...
אמונה.
That faith.
דרגת אמונה.
The degree of faith. Is more important than attainment.
כן.
נשמע שזה דבר מאוד מאוד משתלם לרצון לקבל.
It's like it's very much worthwhile for the will to receive.
זה ודאי שמשתלם לרצון.
Obviously, it's worthwhile to the will to receive. Just not before the transition.
אם הרצון לקבל היה מבין שהוא
if the will to receive would understand that it's gaining something
שינוי הכלים
from
אז ודאי שהיה בעד
changing the vessels obviously was for it
הוא לא רואה את זה ולכן נותן לנו
the will to receive can't see it that's why it's giving us
לדרגה הזאת
it's letting us connect to this degree only by bestowing that we can disconnect from our vessels of reception and connect to vessels of bestowal.
אנחנו כחברים צריכים לתת ביטחון אחד לשני.
We as friends, we need to give confidence to one another that there's like a benefit from this above reason and to kind of stimulate each other towards that.
A reward, a profit, yes, it depends on what though. It's not a corporeal profit. It's not a profit in the same vessels, in the same discernments, in the same preparations,
in
the same understanding we have. It's not the same profit. It's a profit in attaining the force of bestowal. That let's say in our world there is a force that bestows. It stands behind all events and all the actions and we want to discover it. But for that we need to change in order to feel it, in order to draw it. It's there behind all these lumps that our world is made of. But how will we connect to them?
So
faith is actually connection to the one force?
Let's say that. Yes. For now, it's easier.
Rav, דיברת על זה ש...
Rav, you talked about there being a median stage between comparative spirituality, which is the society, and we receive the importance and greatness of the Creator from the society.
Yeah.
And this is something that's very important in order to give us and to advance. But nevertheless, there's importance that we receive from the society, so it will not be in the direction of bestowal. Can we can fall and enjoy this?
I don't understand your description.
If I suddenly enjoy the greatness of the friends or the greatness of the Creator, if I enjoy that,
so it could be egoistic.
Exactly. So how can we use that force specifically in the direction of bestowal and not fall egoistically when you get an impression and greatness? Especially in a convention, we receive such forces. So how can you use all the forces of the society so they will truly be in order to bestow, or for bestowal?
Only under the condition that you talk to them, you awaken them, and they're willing to go through a spiritual uplifting, warm them up, and then together do some kind of work.
And a person's preparation, what does a person need to aim when he receives this greatness? What does each need to do when he receives the importance of spirituality?
If a person sees some kind of spiritual depiction before him, so he has to annul, he has an opportunity. In this way, he connects to that, to that depiction, to that spiritual influence.
And now when he connects to this connection of spiritual bestowal, what will make sure that he won't fall?
Nothing.
Nothing. So what's in the connection with the friends that he can move forward?
Only to connect and draw more friends and more friends until they become as one bundle and they can hold on to each other. Till the next ascent. And there even more and even more from one degree to the next. And it becomes more difficult.
It's written in excerpt 2, in the first sentence, one must annul one's authority before the authority of the Creator.
Yeah.
There's a feeling that you can't. Should we stand on that point, or?
No. You can't, but he writes another thing. Keep going. And maybe at some point you can really see that transition from your observation in yourself to a spiritual observation. And then you'll be able to jump on that train that limits you.
If you need to make the first step and you see that you're not capable of making this step,
yes, for now.
Then again, the question, stand on that point where you can't do this step,
but
expect mercy. But you can't lie that
mercy is a condition from the Creator that comes as an answer to a person's deeds.
It's a great effort to hold on to the feeling of not being able to do anything about the truth.
When you understand that you have nothing, you start searching still in all your opportunities, abilities, what could be the transition here? What's your springboard from one train to the other? how can a person use society in order to go above reason?
Look, we here need to seemingly battle against the Creator, against nature, against all that's in us. And that's why this transition is not natural. And wherever it's not natural, I need to find forces that do not exist in our nature. Those forces are the forces of the society, first of all, which I can learn from such actions that are unnatural to me. And this is how I come to the beginning of Lishma, meaning when I'm ready, I want to move to this, I just don't know how. So I'm told, how you can, will you do this? You need to depict to yourself that Lishma is more important than Lo Lishma, what you have now. And I perform exercises, effort, prayer to succeed, and again. And this is how we... Well...
Rabash told us that
the order of the work, a person has to know two things, what state he's in and what his goal is. From this knowledge, a gap has to develop in a person, a deficiency that he's not where he's supposed to be. And this deficiency is the only thing a person has to bring before the Creator. The rest, the Creator gives him the force to annul everything he needs on the path. A person just has to bring this deficiency. So he also wrote that a person, because the next degree, it's all foggy, it's vague, he doesn't know what it is. If it was clear, he'd already be there, because it's only darkness there, it's not clear. So towards the next degree, a person is in a lack of awareness, and the only advice he has for this lack of awareness is to connect to people and get confidence from them and courage to go, well, let's say, in faith above reason. So I want to continue Avi's question. We come to society once as someone who needs something. I need to come get forces from society, otherwise I have no chance. But there's like another hat. We're also part of the friends. We together have to establish society's character, that it should be a place that can give friends forces too. So I'm trying to think, what do we need to do? What should we agree on between us so our society would be a source that gives forces to friends when they need the forces, when they're in a lack of awareness? What stakes can we put in the ground and sign a contract? These are the foundations of our society, and from here we can give that. You said that we need to, that the faith will be more important than attainment, that will have the forces to go above reason.
And
what do we have to invest to build such a society? First, we have to learn how to come out of our will to receive and enter in such a desire that we go higher and higher. And then that desire, it's not just a desire to bestow. It's that we build it upon all of our desires to receive in parallel. And we need to see that matter, that fuel to rise on? What can we rise with?
So we need to constantly be in a society that raises the importance for spirituality for us above everything. And the lowliness of the desire to receive and corporeality below everything. That's what we actually need to build. And this needs to be clear and needs to be there in a clear manner in the heart of a person. And in such a way he relates to all kinds of actions, discernments, values that he approaches. Well, there's a lot more, but I don't know how.
I have a feeling that there's friends that I get forces from them.
Okay.
I have a complaint towards myself that maybe I'm not giving enough of this force. It's like something we have to teach ourselves, how to build the society you're talking about, that they'll give us forces to go above reason.
Yes.
It's as if we have to learn this from the friends. The Rabash guides us, you guide us, but it's something that has to come from the gathering of the friends, that friends who have forces, that it's implanted in them, and there are many of them here. We have to teach all of us how to adhere to that line.
Yes. Undoubtedly, that's something we learn from the environment.
Those vessels. I wanted to ask how to connect to desires and thoughts of the friends. How to receive something that is against me, external of me, different from me.
There's nothing contradicted or external from you. You tell me what?
For instance,
for example, all those things that we value things that we, when we disregard something, then others also disparage the same things. If there are some kind of things that are out of the ordinary, they come out of the society and they remain in the society in the same.
That
remain in the same things.
So we're searching in the friends for their desires that yearn for the Creator.
Yes, of course. Otherwise, how are they our friends?
And what do we do in order to connect to those desires? What does it mean to make one vessel of this? To raise it to the upper one.
It's to connect between us to one goal, and then we begin to connect between us our desires to the same goal, and to connect them together.
So to take a force from the friends, from their desires, from their yearnings.
Yes. See how rockets are made these days. They put a lot of fuels inside there, and that's how they make it more powerful.
So we want to build a missile of love.
Yes. Yes.
I'll try to ask, let's say there's 2 degrees, spirituality and corporeality. And there's society that can raise me to spirituality. They're like an elevator. So let's say entering the elevator is annulling to the society. But what's the action that makes the elevator rise.
That we're all working on the greatness of the goal.
On my behalf, what does it mean to push on the button that you sent to spirituality?
That you want to join the same values like others.
That's it.
Before them, yes, the same goal. And you're adding those forces on your behalf to them as well.
The last 2 weeks, we're talking a lot about above reason. But in my feeling, and it's a personal feeling, we're trying to dissect in reason how to go above reason.
Yes, it's still that way.
Is that a right approach?
In the beginning, yes, because we don't know what above reason is, but we're trying to build it within reason. Yes.
Is it possible?
It's impossible, but it usually happens that way. After that, we already come to Lishma.
So what's the next state after scrutinizing in reason what above reason is and understanding that in this way we won't get there? So what's the next stage?
The next stage is that we cannot be in using of the desire to receive, to rise by the desire to receive, but if we, unless we raise ourselves to a higher degree of bestowal. And greater bestowal can only be through a greater desire to receive, in which we rise above by it specifically.
The question is, advancing to above reason, is that specific or is it in general, like a general push towards society and at some point it comes there? Or are there things more concentrated that I can concentrate on?
Yes and no. I'll tell you. It's similar to an elevator that is constantly going up and up, but it's like a chain. It raises and raises people, lifts and lifts people. Whoever enters, enters. Whoever rises up, rises up. But it's all according to those laws that operate according.
But are there specific things that we should increase them? Let's say here they were saying to try and depict the state caught above reason or...
No. It's actually the opposite of that. Don't depict that state.
So just the push in general ahead.
Yes, we don't know. It just repels us backwards.
Because it feels like there's a door that we have to find, and once we find it, we'll be able to enter.
No. It's a broad stripe that whoever enters already rises above.
What's the difference between above reason to like a regular preference in corporeality that I might not feel something in reason and I go above it? Is there a difference?
In corporeality, when you go above reason, it just seems to you like it's above reason. You're nevertheless making a calculation from your ego.
Yeah.
And your ego, that it's worthwhile.
Even though I don't feel something in reason, but I have the forces from society to go above it.
Yes.
So, and what is that different than the above reason we're speaking here?
We are talking about spirituality that we're seeking in our world for forces, cases that can help us rise to a degree above reason. And to rise to this degree, we can only when we
reach the sustaining of these laws that are not logical. And then we need strengthening in this. And these forces help us be, help us grip onto them.
Still an example. In our world, you say that you can't eat sweet, you'll have a diabetes, I don't know what. So maybe it's right or not, but let's say I believe and I go for it. Same thing here. What's irrational here? You're saying I have to connect. In reason, I don't understand it, don't feel it, but I still do and do, I go and do actions to connect. What's the difference? Can you give me an example what above reason is? One example to understand that we're on the direction. It seems to me like the same preference. Just like in corporeality.
No. Above reason, you cannot make calculations within reason. You're doing a calculation within reason, and then you make it above reason.
No. Dugma. Dugma.
Example.
Example. I need to move now to certain actions which I'm not capable of carrying out. So I enter the society, take values from them and forces, and although it is completely, completely not good for me, not worthwhile for me, according to my mind and feeling, I accept them upon me, and thus try to rise to another degree.
So what is that different than corporeality? There are many things that in reason I don't accept, but I go into society, society appreciates them, and there's completely weird things. So, and what is it different?
I don't know. Right now, I can't concentrate and give
so many writings about above reason, and supposedly there's no...
You see to what extent they themselves can't express it, because there are no such examples in our world.
The most clear example that Rabash wrote about the $1,000 in the envelope there. That I give back to you $1 and I tell you there's $1,000 in there. But again, it's an example that we don't really use. I don't behave that way in corporeality. If I give you $1,000 and you're going to give me one, I'm not going to believe. Meaning, we don't behave with that law.
I don't think you're correct with that example specifically.
That's how I have to behave with my friends.
If you behave that way to a friend where he'll give you back in your feeling for sure $1,000, although you see they're only a dollar.
So I have to shut up and say, I guess I was wrong?
Yes.
Dear friends, dear Rav, we're PT 23. We stood up to say how important the preparation to the Congress is, what we're going through, and we're really expecting to reach that limit that we'll be able to attain this work and working in above reason. And as a preparation to the Congress, we've all registered. We had the privilege to lead the Yeshivat Chaverim that's coming up towards the Congress. And we're really expecting that the whole society will reach that degree. And can we ask a question?
Well,
We wanted to ask what's the work we have to do in the preparation, so during the Congress we'll have the right deficiency to use it to ascend to above reason.
How do I need to bestow upon a friend and the small society and all our society in order to push them to the degree of faith above reason? What do I need to do in order to push them to the degree of above reason?